This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Come on, you know what? You guys should be able to say this with me. Right? Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Always appreciate it when you are. You know, as I said before, you hear me saying it over and over again. We're coming up on a very important election. I need you informed. I need you to engage. I need you to be on your game, really. Right? Because if you're not on your game, then they can beat us nine ways this Sunday. You can make it happen. You can do it. You know? All right. Oh, I got some rapid-fire stories I think we'll have some fun with. I don't know if I want to say fun. But we'll have a time with, all right, you got a giant, you know, this green thing is working out so well for everybody. But a global energy developer, Equinor, and BP on Wednesday, they announced they're going to be canceling a contract for the massive wind project slated for the construction off the coast of New York. Now, the two companies said that they had reached an agreement with the New York State Energy Reserve and Development Corporation Authority, to terminate the offshore wind renewable energy certificate for their Empire Wind 2 project. Now, Equinor and BP explained that the commercial conditions, namely inflation, interest rates, and supply chain disruptions, are a problem. That's why they can't do it. They can't even afford to get it started. How do you like that? Right? Now, they've asked the Port Authority to go ahead and nix the contract, but it looks like they're going to do anyway. Commercial viability and fundamental for ambitious projects of this size and scale. They need help. You saw the same thing happened here in California. This is where you sell government, people who've never really been involved in any kind of industry other than politics. They're out there looking at the bullet train. Right, it started off in couple billion dollars. When I say couple, I'm anywhere from nine, I think, to $15 billion. As everything that happens in California, it's less of the project they told it was. However, it's up at $60 and $70 billion now. It was supposed to be a public-private partnership. The private partnership portion, people are looking at it, the corporations going, there's no upside to this. This is a nightmare. Right. So anyway, and so you have to make sure this stuff's going to pay for itself, pay back in, and you're not sucking the taxpayers dry on these situations. Now, BP is supportive of the NYSERDA's leadership and their commitment to the offshore wind, which we believe is a critical part of the New York State's America's clean energy future. This according to Josh Weinstein from BP's president of offshore wind. Offshore, they have a department for offshore wind? Oh, God. You got to love it. Got to giggle about it anyway. The cancellation of the wind comes weeks after the Biden administration formally approved it. Oh, and its counterpart, Empire Wind 1. Now, the Department of the Interior, think about that. You can't drill in the ocean because something might go wrong. But you can put 300 of these little windmills, they're not little, they're massive, out there in the ocean where they believe, you know, the wind is coming from, create enough electricity to light five houses or whatever, I don't even know. And the way that looks and the damage that does to the ecosystem, that's okay, though. Come on. And, you know, when they were approved, they were hailed by the Biden administration. Look how the green energy works. We're there. There are companies who believe in this. They see the value. Except they're going to close down next week. Right? Wind 1 and Wind 2 projects would have total capacity of 2,000 megawatts, enough to power 700,000 homes a year, as long as they were turning. Right? And Empire Wind 2, Project 2, was expected to account for the majority of the output. Now, under President Biden's leadership, the American offshore wind industry is continuing to expand rapidly. Created a good-paying union jobs. Good-paying union. How about just good-paying jobs? Across the manufacturing, shipbuilding, and construction sectors. That was according to Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. Right? After she greenlighted that Wind 2 project. See what happens with that. Stuff costs you all kinds of money. You saw it happen in Texas. Here in California, you know, it's funny, they want to push you into that all renewable energy, and yet it doesn't work. We've seen it not working. Well, we don't have enough capacity. We don't have enough generation of electricity. Well, okay, then stop pushing us in that direction till you get the infrastructure in place. This summer in California, they were told, I don't have an electric car, so they weren't talking to me. But they were told twice this summer, stop charging or don't charge your electric car. We need the power for air conditioning and such. And everybody kind of giggled at it. It wasn't any big deal. What is a big deal? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged and come on back.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And you do that by getting informed. And hopefully you're getting information here. Right? Very much appreciate your time here. We're talking about the wind product that got nixed. Because the green stuff doesn't work. I'm sorry, people. Look, in small amounts, and small, I mean, there's times where, yeah, you can get something out of it. But seriously, when you talk about projects like this, where are the eco-freaks? The damage it does in the area. Where are they? Right? And it's the same thing with the Me Too movement and the feminists. Where are you people right now? Nowhere to be found, actually. So are you really sticking up for women, or are you just sticking up for a cause or a momentary thing or a few bucks you can make in the moment? In 2021, Biden outlined goals to deploy 30 gigawatts of offshore wind energy, all by 2030. It was the most ambitious goal of its kind worldwide. Everybody knew he wasn't going to be able to accomplish it. Right, the same year that his administration approved the Vineyard Wind and Suffolk Wind Project. He's the first two large-scale, well, at least he didn't say shovel-ready, right, projects approved in the U.S., The November approval of the Empire Wind Project marked the sixth project. They're not going anywhere. Right? It's just amazing. Democrat New York Governor Kathy Hochul, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, they announced the finalization of the contracts between Empire Wind in New York and the feds. Why? Come on, these people, they're not stupid. They acted sometimes, but they're not stupid. And they knew what was going to happen and what wasn't going to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, well, back at it again. Democrat activists, you know, this is how they're going to do things from this point on. You watch. Right? A Democrat activist filed a lawsuit to remove outgoing Freedom Caucus Chairman Scott Perry. He wants him off the 2024 ballot. Representative Scott Perry has been a target, become staunch support for Trump. The legal theories are based on, here we go again, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment, which states public officials have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the U.S. may be disqualified from public office. Right? Now, this is how they think they're going to fight this. Accused of nothing. Found guilty of nothing. If it was an insurrection, it was a poorly laid out insurrection. We didn't have the guns. They had the guns. You can't stage this insurrection basically from Congress in and of itself. He's not been charged with anything. He's not been charged with engaging in the insurrection or the rebellion. No. He just says he supports Trump. But the lawsuit itself alleges that Perry's attempt to keep Trump in power after he lost the 2020 election is a violation of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. You know, the funny thing about it is the Constitution lays out the right for the VP during the counting of the dealing with the Electoral College votes to extend it 10 days, you hear me, 10 days and say, hey, listen up. This is a hanky-panky here, all right? I'm going to send these the Electoral College for Ohio back to do a recount. Send it back to their Senate, to their legislature. You want a recount, you want a recertification, because something ain't right here. They're allowed to do that. He would have been allowed to do that. His job that day was not to go there and blanketly hammer the table and say, hey, yeah, sure, that number makes sense, that makes sense, that makes sense, without questioning anything. Now, the Democrats, I've got, God, I think 30 minutes of them questioning results from an election. Questioning the machines, questioning the tallies. You know, just amazing. And the lawsuit alleges that Perry's attempt to keep the Trump in power after he lost the 2020 election is a violation of Section 3. Again, apparently all you have to be is accused. All they have to do is think you did it. You know, hardcore Democrats, elected Democrats are going, wait a minute. This is not good. Don't do this. Now, the lawsuit was filed by a partisan activist who clearly had no regard or understanding of how our Democrat Republic works. No question. Right? Perry's lawyer, John Rowley, said that it is but the latest effort of the extremists to disqualify a duly elected official. Right? He disagrees with him, doesn't like what he did, doesn't like the fact that he supports Trump. Now, Remember, after they raided President Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago, the FBI apprehended Representative Scott Penny, seized his phone, and charged him with nothing. Right? He was traveling with his family. Three FBI agents visited me. He said, they seized my cell phone. They made no attempt to contact my lawyer, who would have made arrangements to hand it to them. It's funny, because they give Democrats a heads up, but they don't give Republicans a heads up. This is the FBI under Merrick Garland. Right? They seized the phone of a sitting member of Congress. I mean, if the Republicans get total control of the Senate, the House, and the presidency, and they don't change some of these things, they don't go out of their way to start putting legislation forward to change these things. I don't know. I'm going to become an independent. I'm going to start the Whig Party again. Right? Anyway, he said, my phone contains info about my legislative and political activities and personal private discussions with my wife, my family, constituents, and friends. None of it is the government's business. He's right. I mean, seriously right. Unless there were charges against him, there was no reason for them to grab that. And they should have a warrant to have it. You know, that's the other thing. We've now gotten a warrant. Now you don't need warrants anymore. They're going to tell you. How, where, and when, they're going to tell you. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to talk about the Epstein stuff in the third hour. I promise. Chicagoans, well, they might be getting a message. I don't know. But the Democrat Party is done in Chicago. That's according to many voters there. We'll talk more about this in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, the president expressed optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the U.S. is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persisting in the Gaza Strip, an Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated that the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Come on, let me enjoy the bass line a little better. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and trying to get informed anyway. That's what you should be doing, is trying to get informed. So when your friends say, you know, I mean, didn't you love it for the longest time? There were no problems at the border. Absolutely none. Except that we had almost a million people come over the border in the last 3 months. But I guess that's not a problem either, depending on what side of the aisle you're on. Right? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. No, I get frustrated too. 855-732-5563. DHF Chief Mayorkas, after he takes another hit of acid, calls out Texas for failure to govern amid this illegal immigration crisis. Seriously? Is that how he sees it for real? Either he's really extremely evil and doesn't care, doesn't want to look at what he's doing to the country, or he's really that much brain dead. I mean, how can you not look at that and see the aggravation it's causing, this, how unsafe it is? And then on top of it, they keep going after Texas for trying to protect itself. Homeland Security Alexandro Mayorkas, he called out Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Wednesday, labeling his migrant busing policies a remarkable failure of governance. How does he say? Mayorkas himself is facing impeachment proceedings in the House for his remarkable failure of governance, really. He blamed the illegal immigration crisis squarely on Abbott's shoulders, a Republican, for failing to cooperate with officials in the Democrat-led cities that have been overwhelmed Wow. Think about what he's saying. So those Democrat cities have been overwhelmed, but when the Republican cities scream for help, nothing. Bupkis. Right? Let me identify one fundamental problem here, and that is the fact that we have one governor in the state of Texas who's refusing to cooperate with other governors. Really? Wow. That's funny, because I think he's getting along fine with some of the other governors, like Florida and so forth. You mean the governors you want him to get along with? The governors you want him to align with, right? He emphasizes the country needed to stand strong, stand united on immigration. Wow. You mean on your form of immigration? On your form of illegal immigration? Of your form of allowing people who break the law? Well, partly, I don't know if I can blame them. You got to blame Biden and crew, and especially this guy, Mayorkas, doing nothing to uphold the law. Absolutely nothing. Now, I haven't began busing the migrants to New York City. God, last year. Right? And the Biden administration did this going on their minds by trying to figure out how to stop him. Abbott's office had said it sent around 27,000 migrants just to New York City alone. It needed to relieve pressure on their own jail sites. I mean, truly, if Biden and Democrats had it their way, these guys would come over the border, through the border, not be stopped, not be ticketed, not be anything, right? And just live here without us knowing about it, collecting, in some cases, unemployment and medical benefits. Really? Well, how does this work? I mean, it broke records, percentage-wise in raw numbers, in December with over 300,000. Now, listen to the verbiage carefully. Over 300,000 encounters at the border in a single month. They're not talking about the ones they didn't see, didn't chase. When you see real video from the border department, when you see real video from news sources that are out there tracking it, watching it, and letting you know it happens, you see the trouble they have. Now, to put it straight, in Democrat-led cities, that's all they care about. They lack the resources to house them. New York and Chicago have attempted to unload migrants in surrounding suburbs. Then those suburbs start complaining. They can't house them either. So everybody's complaining, and it's falling on deaf ears because the White House does not even care about what you're going through. Kind of like you'll thank us later when they vote for you. Mayor Eric Adams said, hey, we're done. We're at the breaking point. We've had over 150,000 migrants show up here since the spring of 2022. Right? Including ones that got here on their own. Just amazing. The mayor issued an executive order restricting when and where the buses may drop off migrants. But a loophole in the city's order was found after the migrants were delivered to a train station. God. We're dealing with a bully right now, and everything is on the table that confronts the law, Adams. We're dealing with a bully. Oh, I get Abbott's a bully now because he wants you to spread the pain you told him and others like him that they had to take it on their own. They had to deal with it. They needed to be more compassionate. Except I guess the Democrat mayors don't have to be more compassionate. Really? Come on, think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Really, be part of the solution. Now, House Republicans are blaming Mayorkas at the border for the border crisis. It's weird, you know, he sits there with all the videos, watching what's going on, watching what's happening, and says, hey, it's under control. We're doing fine. Listen to him. Right? He goes on to say, we've successfully sought some funding from Congress to assist cities in our supplement budget request. We've requested additional funding for that purpose. Now, House Republicans blamed him for the border crisis. It's worse than under him. It's worse than under Joey B. It's just amazing. It is amazing. Well, I think it is anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved again. Get engaged. Yes, I told you, we'll deal with the Epstein stuff in the next hour. Right? Said this to General earlier and wasn't a thought of mine. I'm not that smart. But when you look at this, you look at what's going on. And you know what the spiritual belief behind it is. The Hezbollah leader, a Hezbollah leader, threatens Israel, says that there's no fear of war following the death of the top Hamas official. They don't care. They have no rules. They don't care. Hezbollah threatened Israel on Wednesday, saying the Lebanese terrorist group is not afraid of war, especially after the drone strike killed one of their leaders in Beirut. Hezbollah leader Syed Hassan Nasrallah, he called the killing Salim Arouri, the founder of Hamas's military wing, a flagrant Israel aggression. And we can't be silenced. No, this is what happens in war. This is what happens when you start to fight, you start losing. Right? He goes on to say the Jewish state will not succeed in achieving the war goals. Well, you start a war with them. Why shouldn't we root for them? If Israel chose to start a war on Lebanon, Nasrallah, and there would be no ceilings and no rules for us. Ooh. And, you know, NATO won't do anything to them. Not going to happen. Israel's officials have denied involvement in the strike, noted the surgical and preciseness of the attack has to be theirs. That's what others are saying. They haven't taken responsibility for it. Right? This is war, people. This isn't a chess game. This isn't done on a board, board game. This is war. People really die. There's no reset button. You have to protect your people. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
To your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, re-engage if you've disengaged, engage in some way, shape, manner, or form. Talking about how Hezbollah has threatened Israel and following the death of one of their top Hamas leaders. You know, they bring it on, they make it happen. And they expect Israel just to stand there and take it. And I don't think we're supporting them the way we should. I'm just, seriously. We should be supporting, I mean, the small bastion of democracy, of freedom. I don't want to hear all this female oppression, all that's not happening in Israel. You want to see female oppression? Yeah. Hang out in Iran. Then let's talk. See truly what Hezbollah and Hamas and how they feel about women's rights. You guys running around with the flags, you know, was it gays for Hamas or gays for Palestinians? And yeah, go ahead, go over there with your banner to show them how much you support them. All right? And when they ask you whether you're gay, lesbian, whatever, just say yes, yes, I'm proud. You know, just make sure you wrote your notes home to your parents, telling them how much you love them, because you'll probably never see them again. It's how dull they are. This is how ill-informed they are. And it's just amazing to me. And this is true. Some of my colleagues get upset with me, but this isn't, you know, an indictment of our education system. A true indictment of the education system. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Chick-fil-A. Hey, look, I haven't been in a while. I go. I enjoy their sandwiches. I don't think there's anything special, but if you're from the South, everybody seems to love these. Everybody seems to talk about these. Like, they're so great. Hell, it's a fried... I know I'm going to lose a lot of friends. It's a fried chicken sandwich. And they're good. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy them. Don't go out of my way to make sure I go there and get one. And just amazing. So a new report says the prices for fast food giant signature items increased 20% over the last 2 years. Which is good because prices have increased all the way around at gas and other places almost 40%. So, yeah, I'm good. Newsweek compiled data from a food truck empire which said that the chicken chain first increased prices for a classic chicken sandwich by 15% in 2022. Oh, my God, it's terrible. And then a 6% increase menu-wide in 23. Well, look, you got to, first of all, you know, if you want to eat, you want to get there, they have to bring the product in. How do you think they get it in? Oh, that's right, on the truck. The one that's paying more for diesel gas. The one that's paying the driver more. The one that's paying... I mean, we go through the whole list, right? It's inflation. Minimum wage. The CEO said that it's the rising cost of ingredients, packaging, transportation due to inflation. You've got supply chain disruptions, which is also a problem. The higher menu prices can lead to a reduced frequency of businesses or people spending, right? I mean, really, in all sincerity. Somebody switched to lower price alternatives, but Chick-fil-A, I mean, that's what I was telling you the other day. These fast food joints were never out there because you just because of their culinary expertise. It was supposed to be decent food, fast, and cheap. So you could feed your four little rugrats without worrying about, I mean, at a time when you thought the food was good, but that's beside the point. Right? No, in all sincerity, right? The government agency said in November 2023 that a family of two adults and two children spend an average of almost $1,000 a month on food. And that's based on a thrifty food plan. Okay, think of that. Look at what you're spending and then think of that. In 2022, the USDA said more than one-third of the U.S. food dollar was spent on eating out. Look, if you haven't got the money, you need to be staying home. I know everybody wants to be part of it and all that, but you need to be staying home. That's really what it boils down to. Come on. Well, I love this. Recently, the African Diaspora News Channel, ADNC, spoke to Mark Carter, who is begging Republican leaders to visit the inner city, right, in Chicago, and witness what's going on there, the migrant crisis that's sucking resources away from the native Chicagoans. And then they're suffering under Joe Biden's policies. Mark Carter believes that 2024 is a time for Republicans and Trump to flip Chicago red. I agree. If they ignore Chicago and ignore what they could do for Chicago, then they deserve to be beat. That's number one. Number two, if they get them to switch, or at least try to get them to switch, and the Chicagoans don't switch, And they keep voting those people, then they deserve what they get. It's really the truth. A reporter from AD&C said that within the last couple of weeks or months, we've been hearing a lot from the black residents of Chicago. Right? And specifically that Mark Carter, who has been instrumental in speaking out against the migrants going into Chicago and taking up all the resources. That's right. They are taking up resources that people who live in Chicago, paying taxes in Chicago, right, all their lives, now can't get their hands on because they're being eaten up by illegals. Now, recently, he said he did a video about him and others saying that they want to have a conversation with Trump. They invited the Republicans to go speak with them. Now, in this video, he said, I'm about to show you. It was actually three black gentlemen. But Mark Carter, I'm going to show you his segment. He and other men were at the homeless encampment. They were talking about the issues that black Chicagoans are facing. Of course, homelessness and all that. And they're basically saying that we're paying to be homeless because a lot know that people pay taxes, right? And so you're paying taxes, but the money's not going to help you. It's actually going to help other people. Right? Helping other people that are going into Chicago. It's going to be about $300 million this year allocated towards helping migrants in Chicago. Not Chicagoans, not American citizens, not veterans. Illegals who haven't paid a nickel into the system and will draw from the system for just a lot of time forward now. I mean, they're taking resources away from Americans, but it doesn't seem like the Democrats care about that at all. The children are going to fall further behind. Unemployment's going to rise. Poverty, crime. You know, with these mayors, I love it when they say the reason we have such high crime because people can't get jobs. Well, people can't get jobs because they're breaking into CVS's, they're breaking into these markets, they're tearing these places up, they're doing smashes and grabs. They have to raise their prices. They're not making as much money. You're not sending police in to clean the places up or to protect those places. And then you wonder why they leave, and then you call them racist for leaving a majority black community. You're sick people for doing that. You're sick people for believing that those companies should stay, give up their product, lose all kinds of money, while you do absolutely nothing to curb it. Nothing. Anyway. Look. You got poverty, crime. It's going to impact the community across the city. Violence, murder, robbery. It's going to spike, not just with Americans, but also with these people coming here. Right? 3,000 immigrants, illegal immigrants, are living in a factory almost half a block long. Do you really think that they're going to be able to stay there and things are going to be okay and they're going to be fine? There is no public housing available for them. They keep saying that there'll be no public housing for illegal immigrants. That's not true. Anyway, but really, when you look at what's happening, it is not going to change until this administration changes. They don't see a problem. And if they do, they must be making so much money off of this. Yeah, you heard me. They must be making so much money off of this that they don't want it to go away. They can't have it go away. They'll lose their income. Come on, give me another reason. Any of you got another reason? All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about Ohio saying the change in their concealed carry law, well, it didn't bring any violent crime to their area. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.